Well, guys, welcome back to Wake. Today we're going to jump into a brand new series that is wonderfully titled Wake. So you see so many people with these shirts on that say Wake in a luau theme. But what is Wake? We welcome you here. We say that. I want to explain in this series and use our name of our ministry to explain what it is that we're trying to do, what it is that we want to encourage you in your spiritual life. So what is awake? There are many definitions of awake, but as you can see in this little thing, we use a wave as our logo because we use this imagery of awake that's very important. So awake is this. If you look in the definition, awake, first off, is the track left by a moving body in a fluid. The dictionary is always confusing, so you have to make a definition that doesn't make sense. So what it means is there's something moving through the water, and there's something behind it. As it moves, you see that there is a track left. So here's a boat in the water, and you can see that a wake is there. As that boat goes through, there is something that's left behind it, the track that is there. You can see that something's moving. Something is going in a direction this way, and there is a wake behind it. Now, this is just a little boat. In boating terminology, it's probably a dinghy. It's just a tiny little thing, this little boat. But has anybody ever been on a cruise ship? Some cruise ship people in here? This is the wake behind a cruise ship. This is like, it's just churning the ocean. This is huge. The ocean is ginormous, and there are all of these motors under a cruise ship, and the wake is just churning under there. And you can see as far back as you can see, you can see where this thing is moving, where it's going. There's a track left behind it. The second definition for a wake is the track or course, path left by anything that has passed or preceded. We're going to look at an analogy here, but I want you to understand that a wake is something where something is moving and you can see that there is something left behind it, evidence that it has come through. God is moving, alive and active, moving throughout time. God is not just this old man that existed thousands of years ago and we feel better about looking at this ancient thing. God is alive today. And he wants you to be a part of what he's doing. He invites you in, not because he needs you, but because he loves you. And he wants you to be a part of what he's doing. And so we are going to look at what it's like to ride in his wake. He has gone before us. God has sent his son Jesus to go. He has passed before us, preceded before us, and he has left a trail for us to follow him so that we can ride in his wake. Who in here has ever wakeboarded? Anybody? Lots of hands, some wakeboarding. How about keep your hands up? Raise your hand if you've also tubed or skied. You've been on a boat, you've seen, and then raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about wakeboarding. Most everybody in the room. All right, so wakeboarding is a blast. It's one of my favorite things to do. I can't really do it right now because of my wrist, which is a bummer, but wakeboarding is so much fun to get on the water, to get out there and to get up, and you're just gliding on top of the waves, and then you can get going crazy in and out of the wake. It is awesome. But anybody who's ever wakeboarded, what's the hardest part? Getting up. Because it is not natural. It is not something that we're used to doing. It's not something that we like to do to have to figure out how to get up. It is so hard. Anybody in here falling on their face? Most people who've wakeboarded, you just go right on your face. My buddy Sean is great at a lot of things. Not great at getting up on a wakeboard. And we got it on video. So here's my buddy Sean Hill trying to wakeboard. Oh, he actually did a good job. He's holding on for dear life. Oh! One more time. Can we just see the end of that one more time? It was not staged. It was real life. And it hurts because we know the feeling. You've been there where your face just smacks the water. And you're like, ah, man, I thought this was supposed to be fun. I don't want to do this again. Guys, our spiritual life is a lot like wakeboarding. We're sitting in the water. We are trying to get up. We want to go to God. We want to be able to ride on top of the waves and go through life in relationship with him. But many of us are just trying to do the work, and we're falling flat on our face. And maybe it's happening over and over, and you think, man, I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes. And you're just like, I don't even think this is worth it. But guys, we call this wake because God is going before us, and he calls us to walk with him and to follow behind him in the wake he has left. So in this series, we're going to look at how we can follow him. First off, how you can know him if you don't, how you can trust in the power of God, how you can take the power that he has already gone before us and plowed through, and we can follow behind him, and what it looks like to walk in relationship with him. All of that sounds good, but how do we do it? First off, you got to trust him. A friend of mine, we were wakeboarding one time, and it dawned on him when he kept falling over and over and over. He said, you are dead in the water unless somebody is pulling you up. And so before we jump in here, guys, whether you believe in Jesus Christ or not, you need to know that God loves you. And he has extended a way for you to be pulled up in grace through his son, Jesus. And we're going to look at that today. And so this morning, we're going to dive into John 15. If you've got your Bibles, I want you to open up there. John 15, and we're going to see Jesus say, here's what it's like to live in relationship with me, the living God. And I want to extend it to you. So John 15, we're going to start in verse 4. This is, in the context of the book of John, this is right before Jesus is about to die. There's a four-chapter chunk where Jesus is spending time with the disciples over the Last Supper meal. And so he's up there giving them the last things before he is gone. He's telling them what they need to know to continue to follow him, even though they do not get that he's dying. They've heard him say it, and they're like, yeah, whatever. It's probably just some metaphor. Jesus doesn't make sense. And Jesus is going, no, guys, you don't get it. Tomorrow I will die, and this is what you need. This is called the upper room discourse. So this was either over dinner or as they walked to the Mount of Olives where Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is where we are. And Jesus says this, starting in verse 4, chapter 15. It says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. It's a big chunk, but we're going to break it down and make some sense of it. So the first thing I want you guys to hear is without Christ, you're dead in the water. Period. Without Jesus, you can't do it. Here's the thing, guys. Wakeboarding is not something that you can just do by yourself. It's not like surfing. It's not like skateboarding. You have to have power to help you go. If you just strap on a wakeboard and go to the lake and go, I'm going to be the world's best wakeboarder, all you're going to do is sit in the water with this thing just dragging you down. Because you can't, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you try to swim or like jump up out of the water, you're not going to do anything. Because you need the power of the boat to pull you up. In our little analogy, Jesus is the boat. Jesus is God. Jesus is the one who's giving you the power that you need, that you cannot pull yourself up on your own. Not your good works, not your things that you try to do to just be good and not get in trouble. You are never going to wakeboard on your own. You are never going to be good or reach God on your own. You need God to pull you up. And guys, some of you are just sitting in the water, hoping for the best, hoping that somehow you're going to get to God, that you'll be good enough. If you just tread water enough and just stay afloat, you'll be all right. But guys, you've got to trust that the boat's going to pull you up. And so you're at this point where you believe it. You're in the water. You're about ready to go. You give the thumbs up. All right, I'll give it a shot. I'll try it. I'll show you. So I'm sitting in the water. We'll pretend. I'm on a chair so you can see me. But you're sitting in the water. That's okay. You can leave it there. And you've got your feet up like this, the board strapped to you, and you're just chilling in there. Awkward position. That's fine. And you give the thumbs up, and you go, all right, here we go. And most people go, vroom, and you try to pull yourself up, and then what happens? We all know it. Flat on your face. Because even when we want to trust the power of the boat, we still think we have to do it. We still think that I've got to do something. I've got to get up there. It feels unnatural because it is. But any wakeboard instructor or anybody who's ever wakeboarded before will go, hey, I know it doesn't make sense, but trust the boat. It will pull you up. No. I've got to stand. I got to do it. That's not the gospel. No matter what you think, God's word is clear. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. Not of anything you can do. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. It says the very same thing. It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of anything you have done, so that no one may boast. But you know it is the power of God. Guys, Jesus is the boat. And you have got to trust him. And we've got to let God do the work. Jesus has paid it. He has gone before us. He has passed before us. And he has left us awake that we can follow him. And so getting up is the hardest part. Once you're up, is it easy? It's a lot easier, but no, it's not. Because your legs, they're burning. So you're up there and you get the wobbles. You know what I'm talking about? You're like, whoa! It's new. You've got to learn it. And so guys, being a Christian is not easy. Once you are up, once you have trusted, guys, that's the deal. Just like sitting in this chair, I trust that this is going to hold me. When I wakeboard, I trust that the boat is going to do the work and I don't have to do anything. Once I'm there, I'm up. But I've got to learn how to stay up. I've got to learn how to be balanced. I've got to continue to discipline myself to get my strength so that I can hold it. And then I get to enjoy the ride. And so there are things to learn along the way, but the first thing you have to do is you've got to trust him. Without Christ, we're dead in the water. So how do we grow? It says it all over this passage. It says abide. And so the second point this morning is, guys, abide and you will grow. We're going to look at a couple of these verses. It says that you're going to sink if you let go of Jesus. You will wither. You will die in the analogy here of the vine and the fruit. But Jesus says, if you abide, you will grow. We hear this a lot around churches, around Christianity. It sounds like this churchy, Christian-y thing to say, but abide is all over Scripture. What does abide mean? How can we abide? Abide means this. It means to dwell, to remain, to endure, to be present, to continue to be connected. Abide means to be so intimately connected to something continually. And so here in this passage, if you look at verses 6 and 7, it says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered down into the fire and burned. But if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. If we zoom out in this whole passage that we've already read, look how many times abide comes in this passage. Maybe somewhere in there. As they're trying to find that, it happens 11 times in this chapter. You can see it, how many times it says it in here. This isn't just a churchy word we're saying. This is what Jesus calls us to. In John chapter 15, it says the word abide 11 times. In the book of John, it says it 27 times. This is something that Jesus says is very important. Because guys, Christianity is not about just doing the right things. It's not about just doing stuff to make ourselves feel better. It is in relationship with Jesus. Connected, abiding, enduring, staying so closely connected. And Jesus says in this passage, if you do, you're going to grow. A friend of mine, his name is Mark Hager, and he's a professional wakeboarder. That's pretty cool. I love to wakeboard. I'm nowhere near a professional. This dude travels the country doing events, and he also does a wake church where he uses wakeboarding to bring people into relationship with Jesus. So they have fun wakeboarding, and then they share the gospel. And he says, one of the most important things when wakeboarding, what do you have to have? A boat, we heard of. What's next that you have to have to have? Have to have? You got to have a rope. Even if you've got a boat, you've got to be connected somehow so that you can continue to follow. The rope is one of the most important things in wakeboarding. And they throw it to you so that you can continue to be connected. Guys, how do you abide? There are many ways to do it, but one of the ropes that God has extended to you is his word. Right here, the scriptures, the Bible, is something that God has already given the revelation of who he is, and he's thrown it out to you and say, hey, if you want to know me, if you want to know how much I love you, how great I am, what it is to follow me and how you can do that, read my word and you will grow. The more you wakeboard, the better you're going to get, the stronger your legs get. The next time you'll be able to go longer and go further because you grow. The more you are in God's word and intimately connected, abiding with Jesus, you will grow. There are other ways to abide through prayer, through relationship with other believers. All of these are ways that we connect in relationship with Jesus, not because we have to, but because it's awesome. But guys, so many of us look at the Christian life and we go, it's too hard. It's just not worth it. There are better things that I love to do. I know I'm supposed to read my Bible, but it's just confusing and it's old. Yeah. But guys, Christianity, not just Christianity, but relationship with Jesus is a privilege and a joy and an amazing endeavor we get to do. You don't look, most people don't look at wakeboarding or tubing as like, meh. You're like, that's awesome! Holy cow! I get to be on top of the water! This is amazing! I got a video from my nephew yesterday who got up on a wakeboard for the first time, and he was like, Uncle Harrison, look what happened! How often do you talk about Jesus that way? Guys, look at what I'm reading in Scripture. Look at what God's teaching me. You've got to see this God. His name's Jesus. This is amazing. Most of us just see it as a chore. See it as something we have to, something to make us feel good. Because here's the thing, guys. Maybe we've trusted in the boat before. We've allowed ourselves to be pulled up out of the water, out of the depths of sin, and we've ridden with Jesus in his wake for a while. And then we get comfortable. Maybe we get bored. And we think, you know what? I got this. I feel good. And we let go of the rope that is connecting us. That does not mean we lose our salvation. But if we let go of Scripture, one of the things that God gives us so that we can be in relationship with him, we're not going to continue to grow. And we might coast for a little bit, but what's going to happen eventually? You're going to sink. And you're going to sit there. And then you've got a life vest that'll help you float. But we get into this mode of survival where we're looking around at all these other things that could hit us. Because we've lost holding on and being connected to his word. And so some of the things we do that instead of when the boat comes around and go, hey, I'm here, let's give it another shot. Come back to me. Jesus pursues us. And we go, nah. I'm going to grab Jack's guitar. I'd rather just get good at music. I'll just hold on to this. This will give me life. This will help me go. Or it's like if you've got all of your football pads, all of your helmet and your pads, and you're sitting in the water trying to wakeboard, hold those. Can you imagine trying to wakeboard holding all that stuff? Would that be easy? Or maybe you've got a boyfriend or girlfriend, and you just think they're the best. And you're holding her. All right, let's go. How hard would that be? But guys, the truth is, think if you took all of the textbooks from 6th grade to 12th grade, because you love academics and you love that success and you try to hold those in the water. That's so heavy. But guys, we cling to success, to popularity, to all of these things in our life. We see that that is going to give us life. If we just hold on to that, we can survive. But the truth is it's just going to make us sink. We looked last week that Jesus says, God's word says, look to Jesus. Jesus is the boat that propels us. And he gives us his word, throws out a rope so that we can be connected to him. But most of us just go, nah, I'm good holding here. That sounds ridiculous if you're trying to wakeboard. But that's what a lot of us do in our spiritual life. That doesn't mean we're not saved, but we're not going to grow. We're not going to get better at our walk with Jesus to be intimately connected with him. And so it says, if we go back a little bit in verse 5, Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from relationship with me, abiding with me in the context of this whole thing, you will not go anywhere. You will not grow. And so if you look at this picture of a guy wakeboarding, he's not just hanging in the water with the rope by him, just like, woo-hoo-hoo, this is awesome. He is holding it for dear life. And he's not going through probably going, this is so hard, this is so bad, I hope I don't hurt myself. Right? Eventually, you get to the point where you go, this is unbelievable. But so many times we hold this and say, hey, if I don't do it right, I'm going to get in trouble. Hey, this doesn't seem fun. All these other people are getting affirmation and accolades that I want. But Jesus promises us, if you abide in me, you will grow. If you hold on to this as one of the ways to stay connected with me, not for salvation, but for growth in Christ, you will grow. Abide with Jesus and you will grow. And so one way of saying it is if you let go of the rope, you will stop growing. And if you let go of Scripture, you will stop growing. Going earlier. If you let go of the rope, you stop growing. If you let go of Scripture, you're going to stop growing. The Bible is not what saves you. It is trust in Christ, faith in him. That is what saves you. But to grow as a believer in Jesus Christ, which we want to help you with, devoting daily to his word is a great way of doing that. And so as we grow, God is glorified. That's the last part of this passage. As you grow in Christ, God the Father is glorified. These last couple verses, starting in verse 8, it says, by this my Father is glorified, that you will bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Guys, we take for granted that the God of the universe loves us. That is crazy. That the perfect creator God has made a way for you to know him through his son Jesus, who paid the price that you should pay because of your sin. You deserve to die, is what the scripture says. But Jesus said, hey, I'll take it for you. I will pay that sin, I will die, and I will raise up again to defeat sin and death so that you can have relationship with me. And as we grow in that relationship, as we grow in expressing that relationship to others, God is glorified. And it says we bear much fruit because people see it in us and they go, I want relationship with that God too. And it's an amazing thing. And so this morning, I want to ask you, are you riding in his wake? Are you riding as God continues forward? Have you trusted in him? Are you following behind him? Are you seeking to grow with him? But there are four types of people in this room. Which are you? The first one is this. You're just sitting in the water and you're scared. You've never taken that step. You've never trusted. You've never given the thumbs up to say, okay, let's give it a shot. You're just treading water or trying to do everything you can to pull yourself up. And it's probably making you tired. And so to remind you guys, you can trust in this Jesus by the power of God. The second, are people who are trying to grow. And like maybe you've gotten up, you've been going great for a little while, you started coasting, but then you let go a little bit over the summer, you got lazy, you stopped being disciplined. That doesn't mean you're not saved, but you've started to drift. You're not continuing to grow. You're not continuing to abide with Jesus. There's a third group in here that as you were going, maybe you got comfortable, maybe you got distracted by a bird that was flying, and you just crashed and fell straight on your face, and it hurt. Maybe you're going along, and you're just trying to go, and a log comes out of nowhere, something that you didn't expect. Your parents' divorce, a death in your family, some friend just hurting you out of nowhere, and you go, God, what is the deal with this? I don't want to ride with you if this is going to happen. So maybe you're tired, and you're just afraid to get back up again. Guys, the boat's coming back around. God is pursuing you through his son, Jesus, and he is calling you to abide with him and be in relationship with him. And then the fourth group in here are people who've trusted in Jesus Christ, and you are riding with him. You are walking in relationship with him, trusting him, and growing in him. Way to go. And guys, that can be all of you. None of us are perfect. No matter how good you are at wakeboarding, you're always going to fall. But God comes right back around and picks us up. And so, guys, I want to call you. Ride in his wake. Abide with Jesus. And let's grow together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you that it is by your grace that we have been saved through faith. I pray for those in here who have never trusted in you, that you would open their eyes and call them to yourself, that they would come up afterwards, they'd ask a leader, they'd ask a friend, and that today may be the day that they put their trust in you for their eternity and also for their today and tomorrow, because you are good. I pray for those of us in here who have grown weary and have drifted away or have been hurt by circumstances in life, that, Lord, we would trust you again. We would stay connected to you through your word, through your people, as we seek to abide with you. Lord, give us strength, give us courage as we trust and submit to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you guys. Have an awesome day.